Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Everybody knows this is Pantera, Abe. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Trying to tell me. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. We'd love it if you'd join us. Friday, June 13th. That's next Friday at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter. As we celebrate Father's Day with you, go to 92.9thegame.com. Click the contest page. Tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff. Or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach or anyone important in your life. Presented by Echo Park Speedway. See, there you go. We had that yesterday. Echo Park Speedway, where NASCAR returns on June 28th for the Quaker State 400. And by the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com.
I saw that Duke's, but they were somewhere up in Duluth and everything else. They're right.
Yeah. Now, they were at Echo Park Automotive.
They had a couple of lately have gotten into racing and everything. Love listening to Mike Bell talk about the old racing and the old NASCAR and how it used to be and everything like that. But having those drivers, because remember we were like, who? They were like surprise guests.
Yeah, celebrity guests.
We were like, who?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
NASCAR guys.
They had some dudes on yesterday, man. So that was pretty cool. But have you been, because that's another thing we need to do as a show is go down there one time and go watch the race. Because I remember me and Tribble did it because we had a weekend show down
oh,
there.
Oh, really?
And we went down there. So
yeah. I would love that.
Yeah, we gotta make a way down there because it's pretty cool.
Never been to a NASCAR race.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
There's a lot of short track stuff that they did and like the dirt track, truck racing and stuff in the Pacific Northwest. Casey Kane, people maybe remember Casey Kane. He was a pretty successful NASCAR driver like in the early 2000s.
Damn, I thought you were talking about the other guy, Casey Kane. From the, what was it? Not Star Search.
Casey Kasem.
You're
thinking of Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
No, Casey Kane was a short NASCAR driver who was very good in the early 2000s. He's from Enumclaw, Washington, same place that Brian Scalabrine's from. And they had a Casey Kane day one time where they renamed the street after him.
Okay.
So we were out there for that.
Dude.
That's as close as I've come to a NASCAR race.
Everybody is from Seattle. A lot of people from Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, I also just have the tendency to mention the ones that are, you know. Tough day for the Seattleites yesterday, though, with Matt Tuiasosopo getting demoted. So and we Tuiasosopos are royalty out there.
Tui's from Seattle.
Well, yeah, close, like pretty close, like
okay.
Woodinville.
He's from Washington,
a suburb of
but he's
Seattle.
He's from the state of Washington.
Yeah. Mark, obviously Marcus Tuiasosopo's brother, great quarterback at Washington, played in the NFL. He's a coach, all that, and yes.
Okay, I never knew that. I always thought they were from California and everything.
Nope. Woodinville, Washington.
Woodinville. How far is that from you?
45 minutes.
Okay.
We played them in high school. Like, they were in the same conference as us in high school.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so he's from there. We know every basketball player damn near in the NBA, a lot of them from there.
I don't know if there's any Seattle guys in the NBA Finals. between the Pacers. I know Nemhard went to Gonzaga, and Chet went to Gonzaga too, right. But neither one of them are from there.
I guess
Oklahoma City Thunder are from Seattle, so I guess the whole organization is from Seattle.
Are you going to take what? Are you going to go there?
Well, I'm not going to take credit.
Oh, okay.
For it.
I was like, you're taking credit?
No. But I mean, in case anybody forgot that happened. But no, I don't know. I don't know if there's any Seattle guys on those rosters. I'll have to look into it because I know people are dying to know.
I just want to know because every time we talk, we're from Seattle, from Seattle, from Seattle, from Seattle. Like,
I have a tendency to mention
that. But you're the only, somebody asked me, like, yes, Andy is the first person I've ever known, like, been close to from Seattle. Like, I don't think I ever had a teammate from Seattle.
Yeah, you did. Ooh. You had a teammate from my high school.
Who?
The little guy, the running back in San Diego, Jesse Chapman. Jesse Chapman went to Franklin High School.
I did not know that.
I've told you that times.
You sure you told me
that? Yeah, then every time you tell me Jesse Chapman wore, like, interesting clothes.
Yeah, country-ass suits.
Yeah.
I did not. How the hell did he wear country-ass suits when he's from Seattle?
Well,
he wore them suits like he was some damn Charlotte.
He's from South Seattle. South Seattle is a very, like, it's a very unique place.
They have the stores with the suits in the window.
I showed you the
I remember that.
The video of the store called Leroy Menswear.
And that's where he shops at.
That's he shopped at Leroy Jesus Menswear.
Shops at Leroy's Menswear.
There's not a ton. Yeah, look, there's not a lot of. Seattle's fairly, homogenous. There's a lot of people look the same. But then there's some neighborhoods, like two, in Seattle that are a little bit more diverse than that.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
You got
that's where Jamal Crawford and all them from.
And me.
And you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't
that's
want
where
people,
we're all
I don't,
from.
I don't want people. Because I don't want people to think.
It's
like, my
true.
My boy is from the streets.
I mean, not really, but I'm from South Seattle.
Yeah, South Side, Andy.
Looking at these rosters.
What's that? Oh, for the okay, South Side, Andy. South Side, Andy.
Doesn't look like it. Yeah. All right, let's get to the back page with Abe. No Bo Johnson today. He's nursing a hangover, we assume, as he was
it
at Metallica last night. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Abe fills in. Hey, Abe.
What's going on, guys?
Hi,
just to be clear, in regards to Bo Johnson, I'll turn myself down.
Thank you, Abe.
Yeah, I got you, brother.
All right.
This was a scheduled day off for him. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea, like Bo can't. You know.
Oh, we knew he wasn't coming.
No, I know you guys did. I know. Just making sure everyone knows what's on the up and up. A little bit of breaking news in the NBA. It looks as if the Phoenix Suns have decided between the two Cavalier assistant coaches. Jordan Ott has won the call. He is going to be the head coach of the Suns. Just the last 4 or 5 minutes, this has become
That's because Johnny Bryant's going to be the next head coach of the Knicks.
Yeah. Okay, they're on what staff?
Cavs. They were on the Cavs.
The Cavs.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got probably lead one and lead two assistants.
One was an associate, titled as an associate head coach.
Okay.
Then Ott, I don't remember which one was the associate, which one was just an assistant.
Right. Okay.
But, so the Suns have their guy.
But what's his relation to Ishbia?
Ott?
Yeah.
No clue.
No, okay.
I've
no
never
clue.
Heard of
him. Ishbia's just a weird dude. I mean, he's not a weird dude.
Well, it's a bad situation.
He's
a meddler.
He won't go away.
Yeah, he's a meddler.
Yeah.
But he bought the team, so he can do whatever he wants.
Couple of golf stories I want to get to here. One of them local. I don't know if you saw this. Mason Howell is a 17-year-old high school junior from Brookwood. And through the process, he has qualified for the U.S. Open. He shot a back-to-back 63s for an 18-under there over this past
weekend.
He's from
Thomasville, right?
I saw him listed as Brookwood High School.
Boo! Good for him. But it was the Brookwood part.
Okay, wow.
It was the Brookwood part.
That's in Snellville.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There are a number of Atlantans.
It's from the Brookwood part. The battle for Trickham. Parkview, that's what Sam Crisell taught me that a long time ago. Boo! But good for him.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. 17 years old, qualify for the U.S. Open is
awesome.
It's pretty good stuff.
And on the flip side, there were guys like Max Homa, Ricky Fowler, who had to fight their way and did not.
Now, he didn't play in the same regional qualifier
Correct.
As
There's
them.
Like eight or nine
Not to
different...
take anything away from a 17-year-old going back-to-back 63s and making it into the U.S. Open. But he didn't play in the same regional qualifier as those guys. Max Homa carried his own clubs.
He did.
For 36
He
holes.
Fired his caddy.
Yeah,
recently.
He was caddying for himself.
What?
Yeah.
And, hold on. He fired his caddy.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't no, like, backup caddy?
He didn't even fire him like right before the turn. Like, they split like a couple weeks ago.
From what I understand, Max Homa is kind of going through a bit of a journey right now.
Yeah, I read some of the quotes, and it's a little self-discovery.
He's doing some soul-searching.
Yeah. Because
he was like a top, I don't know, he might have been up to top five in the world.
Okay,
because
I know the name.
Is he in the TGL?
I don't know. Maybe. He's almost fallen out of the top 100 now. So he's had a rough year.
Lady
plus.
Problems.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Only a lady make you drop that far.
But I think
95 spots.
There was some. I don't know how he rose that high. Honestly, like he's a great dude and a really seems like a really honest, interesting kind of character.
Right.
But like, I don't know. There was some like, is Max Homa really this good? I guess not.
You think it was steroids?
No, I mean, sometimes you just get hot.
Oh.
I think he caught a heater. Yeah. One more golf thing here might be of interest. Stick, a golf comedy series, is out today on Apple TV Plus. It's Owen Wilson as a former.
I saw that.
You already watched it?
No. I saw the.
That it was coming?
Yeah. No, I didn't know what. Because it popped up and it said Apple TV, but mm-hmm. I didn't look. But it's in an animated type of thing, so I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it is live action.
Okay,
just the ad that you saw. Unfortunately, I think they're only dropping episode one today. I think they're doing a weekly.
Oh, they're gonna do it like Ted Lasso,
which is just devastating for me. I'm a big
binger.
I'm a big
me both.
Yeah,
yeah, me. I gotta find something because I like the family's gone. They left this morning to go to L.A. to see Donna's parent, mama, and family and stuff. So I got to find me some shows. And I'm like, everything is caught up. I'm caught up. I'm back on Peaky Blinders, so I finally finished Peaky Blinders.
Have you watched Righteous Gemstones?
I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yes.
Now, I told you about Department Q.
You did tell me about
Department
Q.
I don't know if you, maybe.
And I can't get past the first 10 minutes of it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I can't get past the first 10 minutes. I can't get past the first 10 minutes.
I want to watch that though. Like, I don't know. I'll
just
probably
not
wait.
An episode at a time.
No, I'll probably wait. Yeah,
no,
so it's
no,
all
no,
done
I'm gonna wait
and then binge it
now
at
they,
some point. But
the
I'm
new
interested.
Thing in streaming, I Wednesday when it comes out is gonna do it. I know Stranger Things is planning to do it. Is releasing episodes in bulk, but in two parts still. So like the new episode, the new season of Wednesday will have like
of what?
Five episodes
of what,
and then Wednesday
of what show
Wednesday.
What is that?
Comes out Wednesday.
No, what show?
It's the Addams Family spinoff.
Oh, that's what I'm asking. Y'all keep saying on Wednesday. I'm like, what's the name of the show?
No, the show Wednesday.
The show's called Thursday. It comes out Wednesday.
All right, stop.
Starring Tuesday? Who's on first?
But Stranger Things announced they're going to do it too, where they're going to drop the season in two parts.
Okay.
So
all right.
There you go.
All right.
You guys mentioned a little bit French Open action. Coco Gauff is on to the
Coco
semis. She beat Madison Keys earlier this morning in three sets. And she is going to face an unseeded French woman, Lois Boussan.
I read about her.
Yeah.
I read about her.
Crazy run.
She got hurt last year getting ready for the French Open.
Okay.
Like she tore her Achilles or something like that. She got a really devastating injury, and they thought maybe she might be done.
Damn.
And she's worked her way all the way back, and she's, like you said, she was ranked before she got hurt last year, but she's worked her way through the tournament unranked.
Good for her.
And she's French, too, so obviously, you know.
Home field.
She took out Pegula.
Yeah,
couple,
really, really cool story for her to come back from that injury and be so good so fast.
One final story. All right, maybe we have some more, actually. I've got two stories. Rockies beat the Marlins last night. That snaps a streak of 22 straight series without a win. They finally won a series.
They won
against
a series.
Who?
They actually, against the Marlins.
And the Braves.
Thank God.
5,000.
Give the Braves some breathing room.
The Braves. I was about to say, the Braves, how far are the Braves in front of the Marlins?
Yeah.
The attendance yesterday, not actual, the announced attendance was like 5,300.
I tell story all the time. We took a whole bunch of kids from the Boys and Girls Club to a Marlins game that had that amount of people.
But usually,
and that
that's
year,
the,
and they won the World Series that year.
Usually, that's the actual attendance. Yeah. This was the announced attendance, yeah, which means it's probably more like 1,200.
That's
people.
How it was announced. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
I went
ridiculous.
to an A's Mariners game at the Oakland Coliseum years ago. Where there
couldn't have been more 400 people.
1,500 was my estimation. But we sat in left field, And there was a guy out there selling tequila shots for $3. And I swear to God, he didn't work for the stadium.
I believe it.
Like, he just had, like, he had like a plate with some shot glasses that didn't match and a bottle of El Jimador and was just selling shots.
How many did you buy?
A lot. And then Matt Tuiasosopo, actually, to bring it home, was playing left field for the Mariners. And we just were like talking to him the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, because we were, you know, Mariners fans.
They actually can get a sweep if they win today. So that would be historic, monumental for the Rockies.
Hold on. And how many games there are?
Four.
Okay.
Because if they would have won, it would only be three, and then, God.
How many games are
they were up? Yeah, Braves are in front of the Marlins by four. Not great.
Yeah, that's not good enough. I have a question, because they were talking about Charles Barkley going, when the FCCC rules are broken, right, does that come out my pocket or they pocket?
Don't know.
Okay. I was curious.
It's a good question. Does that ever even happen? Like, do people really have to pay the FCC when they do that?
Does it come out my check or y'all check?
In theory, it would, like, if we didn't cover stuff that we needed to cover, it would come out of the station and then they either, you know.
What's the fine?
$350.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, so if I would be fired, like, is what would happen.
Yeah.
No.
So maybe a little more respect to Bo.
Oh, yeah, they're firing me over $350,000.
I doubt it.
You don't say that stuff.
You don't say that stuff.
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying if I did, I would not have a job anymore, and they would pay $350,000 to the FCC, and then someone else would do this job. I don't think I'm worth $350,000 for this radio station.
Yes, you are.
First offense or something.
I don't know how long it would take me to make that much money for this radio station. All right. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. If I keep reading those reads, I might be worth a little extra. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day. Big firing in the NBA. Also, the Braves played last night, and it didn't go great. We'll talk about that, too. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.